We are learning Maseches Makis, Daf Chof Amabez, and we are beginning approximately 15 lines from the top. The first words on the line is Baharis Kigris and Michir Kadasha. So it says, Tano, we're going to go a little bit, take a little detour for a few lines to Hilchos Shabbos. Tano, we're going to the Braisa, it has to do with Karcha, that's what we're bringing it in. Tano, Hanoitul Mole Pia Zug B'Shabbos Chayef. The loch is, you're not going to rip out here, cut here on Shabbos. It's also to do. Now, we know when it comes to Shabbos, in order to be chayiv, it has to be a malachis machshavas, it has to be a certain chashivas to the malacha. How much hair is considered a chashiva haircutting to be considered a chayiv on Shabbos? So the Braisa says, if you take the hair that fills up the tip of a scissor, that's chayiv. The kama mole piyazog, how much hair is considered mole piyazog? On Rav Yehuda Shtayim, two hairs. For 2 years. The Braisa continues and says, Shabbos is Molipi Azog. And Lekarcha Shtayim, so it's Mashma, the Molipi Azog is different Shia than Shtayim, because why is it used the Lashon Shtayim by Karcha, and by Shabbos, it uses the Lashon Molipi Azog? And for the Gemara, Ema, V'chein Lekarcha Shtayim. The Braisa means it like this, continues like this. So if a carrot that's being refarish, it's explaining what's the shear piyazug, mali piyazug is two. Taina mahach, enoitl mali piyazug with Shabbos chai, vikam mali piyazug, shtayim, a first braisa, that what it means when it fills up the tip of the scissors, it means two hairs. Rav Eliezer ema achas, even one hair yichayiv on Shabbos. Umoidim chamal Rav Eliezer, the chamal moid in certain cases to Rav Eliezer, that one hair yichayiv on Shabbos. What case? Someone has a black beard, doesn't like the white hairs, or he has a black hair, he doesn't like the white hairs, he wants to take out the white hair. Even one of them, even one of them is chayiv. But Dovazen, taking out the white hairs from the black hairs, Dovazen, I feel a bechayil osir. Mushum Shinema, it says in the pasuk, Yilbash Gever Simlas Isha. There's an Isser of La Yilbash, which means a Gever, a man, should not try to look like a woman, and therefore he shouldn't wear clothing from a woman, and he also shouldn't take out his white hair like a woman. And it goes into that Isser of La Yilbash. Now, the Bir Halacha in Hilchos Shabbos and Simen Shin Mem, Sif Aleph, the Maskal Umalakit, he declares, when it says Malakit Levon Teshcher, Zechayiv even one, what's the case? Does he have a fully black beard with one white hair? And you take it out the one white hair, so you know why it's called it's chayiv, because you really did it to your life. Now it's completely black. Or even if you have five white hairs, take out one, that's also called a tikkun, because you declare, I mean, it's not called a tikkun, so it's four more. They've made it, it's so taking one hair, only if he makes himself completely black, he's mesupik about it. So one line, then he brings it to Yishami afterwards, but he's mesupik if one hair you take out, if that's chayiv or not. Now that was the first lav. Now going to the next lav, where it says in the Torah, loisekifu pas roishchem, where it says in the pasuk that you're not allowed to take off your payas. And that I'm pretty sure is a pasuk in Parashas Kedoshim, where it says loisia Parashas Kedoshim perik yates pasuk chav zayin loisekifu pas roishchem loisashkes es pasuk anacha. That's the pasuk, and there it says also v'seret lenefesh loisitnu v'sarchem. That's a pasuk parashas kedoshim. So the lav of loisekifu, what does it mean exactly? Take off your payas. Tana rabbanan paas roishoy soif roishoy. The end of your head. So we already explained that the Rivan explains that the head is made out of about two parts, two plates. The part of your hair and the part of your face, and the end of your head. That's called the payas. The ezu soif roishoy. Explain a little more. Give us a little more details. Zeh mashva tzedav la'choyrei oznoy lepadachtoy. He evens out behind his ear, which behind his ear there's no hair, and he evens it out straight up into his forehead. And he straightens that all out. That is the issa of makif, of pas, roish, taking off his payas. Zokhtu Gemara Vaita, Toni Tana Kamei, the Rav Chista. Echod ha-makif, ve-echod ha-nikif, loike. That the makif, the one doing the haircut, is chayiv, gets Malkus, and the person getting the haircut also gets Malkus. Nikif also gets Malkus. Now, what's the makar that the Makif and the Nikif is Chayiv? How do you know that? So, the Rivan explains two ways to learn. Either that the Lashon of Leisakifu could also sound like Leisanichu Lahakif. Don't allow yourself to be taken, the pay should be taken off. That's one drush. L'sikifu sounds like not that some dafka, you're doing it. If you allow yourself also l'sikifu. The second pshat is l'oshin rabim. It says l'sikifu, smashba on two people are chayiv, the makav and the nikav. So that's his mechadish over here. The brayso is mechadish, was said in front of Chista, said, echad ha-makif ve-echad ha-nikav is like against Malkus. Amalei, so Chista said to the Tana, the one who was telling him over his brayso, man da ochol tamri ba-arbala laki, someone eats dates in a sieve, in a sifter, he gets Malkus. Basically, the one was trying to say, that you're not chayiv Malkus, it's lav she'im ba-maisa. Someone who's sitting there and getting a haircut, how can he be chayiv Malkus? It's a lav she'im ba-maisa. Now, why to pick a funny example of eating dates out of a sieve? So it's a good question. Some want to say that the minig was that when they got a haircut, they used to sit there with a basket of dates and eat dates. That's why it said that. Lost like that. But either way, the kasha is, the is a lav shame ma'isa. So he answers, the amal chamani, who are you going to Rav Yehudi? The amal lav shame ma'isa loike lav. It must be going according to Rav Yehuda holds that even if it's a lav shame ma'isa, you get malchus. That's terrorist number one. Rav Amar, I have an eitzah how the nikkav could be doing a maisa. Rav Amar makiv latzma, but divrei HaKohel. The guy gives himself a haircut and cuts off his pates. So in such a case, he's chayiv for the makiv and the nikkav. He's chayiv for both sides because he's doing a maisa over here. So he's chayiv for the makiv and the nikkav.
Why is it both?
Huh? Because there's an isser on both of them. It's a kifu. It's an isser on both, the makiv and the nikkav.
One of them is past, one of them is
past. Right, that's a good question. Rabbi Shlomo Dov Lefkowitz asked me that question also. But vice versa, that if you're doing a maisa while you are doing being the nikkav, obviously that's you're doing a maisa. You're becoming a nikkav with a maisa. So that's called a maisa. Here's a case where the passive part of the lav could be over it with a maisa. Here you're doing a maisa. You're becoming a nikkav with a maisa. That's Rava's teretz and Rav Ashi Amar Mesiyev Derei Kol. You hold up the pace for him to cut, and therefore you be Mesiyeya, and then it's the Kuli Alma that Yichayev too. Again, here this is also shalak because usually you learn Mesiyeya in by Klum. But in any case, here's another case. Three pshatim in two of them are Derei Kol. One was Rav Yehuda. Three pshatim why how nikkav is chayev, the one getting the chayev. One pshat is going to Rav Yehuda Lav Shem Maisa Lekalov. Rava says the case is Dafko. You are the barber. That's Yichayev. That's the only time Yichayev Malkus for nikkav. And the third pshat is because he's misayeya, and therefore he's chayiv malchus for the being a nikiv. L'chayra, even if he doesn't do any of them, he's still over the lav, but it's a lav she'ein by mice. He doesn't get malchus. Pashas is what it sounds like. The nikiv anyway is chayiv. In any case, you allow yourself to go to a barber and get your pay is cut off. You anyway, osir al lav. You don't get malchus. It's lav she'ein by mice. That's what's mashma kibshuta. Zog to gemara vayit. Tana rabbanim pa'as zekanoi. Is soif ziknoi, vezi soif ziknoi, shaboyle ziknoi. It said in the Mishnah, if a mashkus passes a konoi, if you cut off the ends of your beards, and like we explained in the Mishnah, fidurivon, it means there's five parts, there's five payas, five ends of the beard, the two ends that are under the ears, that's end number one and two, then you have a two that's at the end of that jaw, which is in front by the chin, is the next two, and then the chin itself, which is the fifth place. Tana Rabbanan, pa'as zikonoi, soiv ziknoi, ve'ezi soiv ziknoi, shebeila ziknoi. Zog Rashi, Zog the Rivon, what does it mean shebeila ziknoi? Kulo chamesh peyos, the kachoshev mastisim, v'chlal shebeila seim. It's v'chlal, the word shebeila, that's all part of the shebeila, it's all five parts of the zakin. Zog the Gemara Vayter, it said in the Mishnah, ha'mesaret shrita achas, that Yechayiv, but then it said, if you do five of them on one mace, or one on five mesim, Yechayiv five times. Now, this pasuk of Seret is mentioned three times in the Torah. Time number one is in Parashas Kedoshim, Perek Yotes, Pasuk Chav Ches, V'seret l'nefesh l'sitnu b'v'sarchem. You should not scratch yourself, make yourself bleed, l'sitnu b'v'sarchem. That's time number one. The next time it says in Emor, it says lo yikrichu karcha b'roisham ufasikonam legalechu viv saram lo yisrutu saratas, and then it says a third time in Parashas Re'eh, bonim atem l'ashem elikechem lo yisus goydu. What do I mean lo yisus goydu? It means like Rashi says lo sitnu gedida v'seret b'v'sarchem al meis kederach shamarayim oisim, like the goyim do. So we have it three times in the Torah. The third time it says Loshon Hara says goy to do, not seret, and we'll see what type of ramifications that has as we learn in the Gemara. Tana Rabbanan, v'seret yochol afilu seret al beisoy shenafal. If someone scratched himself, makes him bleed because his mansion fell down, val svinosoy, or his yacht shetova b'yam that's sunk in the water, tamaloyma yoni chayiv lenefesh, yoni chayiv lenefesh. That's what the pasuk says in Parashas Kedoshim, v'seret lenefesh l'shitu b'vzarchem. How many if you do five scratches, you wound yourself five times on one mace? What exactly is that drasha? So we go to the second shot. The extra word vi, the vav, is marba every chayav kol achas v'achas. Tamloima v'seret chayav kol suita v'srita chayav in every single one. Rabbi Yosi Yemer adds on more. Menayim l'masarat shrita achas alhei meisim. How do you do one shrita, one scratch on five meisim? Shuchayev a kolachas v'achas. Tamaloymar l'nefesh. It says l'nefesh. L'chayev a kol nefesh v'nefesh. L'chayev a kol nefesh. Great thing. Gemara l'nefesh. We just said we need l'nefesh. La'afuke your house and your yacht. So what's going on over here? Rabbi Yosi says the extra word l'nefesh teaches us the chayev for every single meis. Chayev separately. Great thing. Gemara va'afikta l'beisa shenofal u'l'svinos tov v'yam. We're using it for something else. And for the Gemara and Daf Chav Alpha and Alpha on top, Kesav Rav Yosi, Srita v'Gedida Achasi. Rav Yosi holds that Srita and Gedida Hainu Hach, they're the same exact thing. That means Veseret and Lesiskoididu are the same exact lab. Now we have an extra lab. We need so many for. And so therefore, we have it extra, and there, by Bonim Atem LaShem Lekechem, what's the lashon of the pasuk? The pasuk says, "By bottom of the Hashem lekechem lo yisus goydu v'sima karcha v'inechem lameis." It says, "Klara lameister." So we know already lameis from lo yisus goydu. So why does it say by seret lenefesh lo yisus nevesarchem teach us lenefesh for every single nefesh yichayev? That means if you don't know the same things, then you can't learn that it's a different thing. But now it's the same exact thing. So it says lameister already. You don't need lenefesh here. So lenefesh is extra according to Rabbi Yosi. Kesav Rabbi Yosi Sweet of the Achasi, Viksiv Hasam Lameis, and says the Lameis. So that's the Shita of Rabbi Yosi, and that's why he adds on that Yichayev Kol Achas VaAchas, and in our Mishnah, it goes like Rabbi Yosi. It says Chomesh Soras Sweet Achas Chomesh Meisim, or Chomesh Shita Chomesh Ameis Echad Chayev Kol Achas VaAchas. Our Mishnah is actually going according to Rabbi Yosi. Omar Shmuel, Hamasaret Bekli Yichayev. Shmuel says that if you scratch with a kli, you're chayiv two lavim. First of all, because of masaret, and also because of loisus goyadu. Because poshapshat, you learn that surita is with your hand, and gedida is with a kli. That's how you learn posh. Because gedida is mashu with a kli, and surita is mashu with a yad. But Shmuel is saying that masaret be kli on a mace, you're chayiv both for Lysis Goyadu and also for Sarita. If you look at the Rivan, the second line from the top, Havada Pshit Lakuli Alma, the Igdid the Master of a Kli, Veka Sarita Master of Yah, that's Pasha Pshat. Vekama Shmua, Mesarit Bekli Alameis, Chayev. Velekama Hamagadeid Bekli, La Shmina, and the Shame Sarita, Shayech Bekli. That Sarita is also a Kli, also a Kli. Vaoysacha Burabat, Bekli Alameis, Chayev Shnei Lavim, Mesham Mesarit, or Mesham Magadeid. The gedida v'srit achasi, like we see, holds a Rabbi Yosi. Because meisve, we have a kasha on Shmuel. It says srita v'gedida achasi. They're both the same type of iser, ala meis, you know, scratch yourself. But elo shesrita b'yav gedida v'kli. Clearly, that srita is davka b'yav gedida v'kli. It's a kasha on Shmuel. And for the gemara who domar Rabbi Yosi, Shmuel says a Rabbi Yosi, which, like we said, pointed out, our mission is really going to Rabbi Yosi. He holds a Rabbi Yosi that they're both the same thing. It's not the Gemara. Let's finish the two dot. Huh? Yeah. Meisve says clearly that Srita and is Dafka Biyad and Gedid is Dafka Bekli. So it's a kasha. Shmuel said Srita can be even Bekli. So it's Mamasha first kasha on Shmuel. Srita is Dafka Biyad. Samara says they also grab Yaisi. Your Yaisi also both the same exact thing. They're both interchangeable. And they're both Biyad Bekli. Tony Tanaka made Rabbi Yechanon. Someone read a Bryce in front of Rabbi Yechanon. Al meis, bein biyad, bein bikli is chayiv. When it comes to a meis, sai biyad, sai bikli, yichayiv. Why? Because the Torah asks both of them. So that means a kuliyama, by the way. The kuliyama, if someone does scratch up with a yad or meisi chayiv, shav chayiv, two or one, but he definitely chayiv. But the Braisa said, alvayz chavim, when it comes to avayda zara, where the certain avayda zara is minig was to scratch yourself. So the Braisa said, be yad chayiv, be kli is potter. Which the way Tosis learns up the Rivan means like this, that biyad, since that's a normal way of doing, scratching yourself, whatever it is, you're chayiv misa. Bekli, you're potter, but you are chayiv elav of loisa of them, because we know, when it comes to avodah zarah, if you serve avodah zarah in a way that you're trying to serve the avodah zarah, even though it's not the regular way of doing it, you're still chayiv elav at least. You're not chayiv the misa, only if it's kedarka. But if shloi kedarka, you still have elav. So potter means potter for misa, but chayiv and malchus. But the point is, that was saying by avodah zarah, the normal thing is do biyad. It says in the pasuk the opposite. This pasuk is, I think, by the Baal, with the whole story with Hara Karma, with Yo and Avi. So it says there that Yo and Avi, they brought two mezbeches. One was for avodah zarah, one was for Hashem. And the Nevi'a Baal started by Yikru, but Kol Gadol, Vayizgoydu Kimishpatam. They scratched up a harovitz or a machim with swords and spears. So they started bleeding. They were going crazy trying to get the fire to come down. It never worked out. But Akapatam, so it says there that they scratched themselves with swords and spears. So they used the klees. How can you say, but klees is not normal? That's what it says in the pasuk. So change the braisa. The normal way of serving a varizar is with a klee. But yeah, we part of misa only chayiv alav. They not chayiv misa because a normal way by varizara is bekli. So the bottom line is we're saying by mace ben biyah ben bekli is chayiv. By varizara it's only bekli that you chayiv the misa the ikra varizara and not biyah.